Public Health Ontario reported 495 new COVID cases today. The latest updates noted 760 recoveries and 8 deaths that have occurred in the last month. The September 29 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data. Among the new cases reported today were 302 unvaccinated people, 36 partially vaccinated people, 115 fully vaccinated people and 42 people whose vaccination status was unknown, missing health card information. There are 123 unvaccinated people in hospital, but not ICU, with COVID-19, as well as 7 partially vaccinated people and 32 fully vaccinated people. There are 99 unvaccinated people in ICUs with COVID-19, as well as 10 partially vaccinated and 8 fully vaccinated. 4,989 active, lab-confirmed cases, down from 5,662 yesterday. 292 people are hospitalized with COVID-19. There are 149 COVID-positive patients in the ICU plus another 23 patients no longer testing positive for COVID-19. There are 105 COVID-positive patients on ventilators and another 18 patients on ventilators no longer testing positive for COVID. 10,517,103 Ontarians, about 70% of the total population, have been fully vaccinated and another 708,250, 5% of Ontario population, have a single dose of COVID vaccine. 85% of eligible Ontarians have at least one dose of vaccine. The 7-day average incidence rate by vaccination status is 9.6 cases per 100,000 unvaccinated people, 4.6 cases per 100,000 partially vaccinated people, and 1.5 cases per 100,000 fully vaccinated people. The province reported 36,404 tests were processed yesterday, resulting in a 1.7% positivity rate. Of the new cases reported today, 107 are from Toronto, 33 are from Peel, 9 are from Simcoe Muskoka, and 35 are from York Region. Today's new cases include 84 individuals under 12 years old, 40 youth between 12 and 19 years old, 191 people between 20 and 39 years old, 133 people between 40 and 59 years old, 44 people between 60 and 79 years old, and 4 people over 79 years old. There will be no provincial COVID update tomorrow during National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. The data will be posted on October 1. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 585,502 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 570,790 recoveries and 9,723 deaths. Since the start of the pandemic, 29,860 people have been hospitalized with COVID and 5,836 of them were in intensive care units. The cumulative average incidence rate in the province is 3,973.8 cases per 100,000 people in Ontario. Ontario's average weekly incidence rate last week was 29.8 cases per 100,000 people, which is down by 10% compared to the week of September 12-18. For more on the province's breakdown of vaccination status, click here. Northern Ontario. In Northern Ontario, the breakdown of Public Health Ontario data is: Algoma Public Health, 469 cases, weekly rate of 5.1 cases per 100,000 people. There are 8 known active cases. North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit, 743 cases, weekly rate of 5.4 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 745 cases. There are 8 known active cases. Porcupine Health Unit, 2,207 cases, weekly rate of 15.3 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 2,208 cases. There are 14 known active cases. Public Health Sudbury and Districts, 2,402 cases, weekly rate of 13.6 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 2,430 cases. There are 44 known active cases. Timiskaming Health Unit, 219 cases, weekly rate of 23.6 cases per 100,000 people. There are 3 known active cases. Northwestern Health Unit, 1,161 cases, weekly rate of 14.8 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 1,160 cases. There are 5 known active cases. Thunder Bay District Health Unit, 3,393 cases, weekly rate of 1.9 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 3,394 cases. There are 5 known active cases. The data from Northern Ontario Health Units is based on what was available at 10:30 a.m. today.